So far in this election campaign, we've heard a fair amount of wrangling about how Australia should cut its carbon emissions and by how much. Meanwhile, the entire United Kingdom has just gone a whole week without burning coal for power. The UK's electricity systems provider says this is a major milestone in its effort to combat climate change and lower emissions. It's the first time since 1882 that Britons haven't relied on the fossil fuel when they flick a switch. Nick Grimm reports.
For generations, it's left its indelible mark on British life, powering the Industrial Revolution and helping produce the grimy scenes of Dickensian Britain immortalised by stories like Oliver Twist. But since last week, coal hasn't been part of the mix of energy sources feeding the UK's national grid. Prime Minister Theresa May tweeting,
"I am proud that Britain has gone a record week without using coal to generate power. Our investment in greener forms of energy is reducing emissions and ensuring we leave our planet in a better state for the next generation."
That news catching the eye of former Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who retweeted Theresa May's message, accompanied by his own.
"The UK's political challenges are not enviable, but at least there's long-standing bipartisan support for tackling climate change and moving to net zero emissions, and in particular, away from burning fossil fuels."
Britain's first coal-free day occurred in 2017. It's taken 2 years to extend that run to an entire week. But the director of the National Grid Electricity System Operator has said coal-free power will become the new normal as renewables like wind and solar become a larger part of Britain's energy mix, though currently the UK does rely heavily on natural gas and nuclear energy. It has a target to eliminate coal from its power supply by 2025, and there's a deadline of 2050 to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions altogether. It comes as the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has warned that the world must dramatically change the way it fuels factories, vehicles and homes if it wants to avoid climate catastrophe.
"It is clear that there is not yet enough sense of urgency in many of the people that are not yet experiencing the direct impacts of climate change. My optimism comes from the fact that, first, more and more people are becoming directly impacted, and second, the conscience is growing that the problem is becoming a dramatic threat to the whole of humankind. And so my feeling is that more and more governments will be pressed to act. And there is a good thing, and the good thing is that technology is on our side. Today, it's cheaper to produce electricity with solar energy than with coal."
But energy experts say the transition from coal to other sources of power itself involves a lot more than just the flick of a switch.
"I think it's probably something that people like to think is a signal of a change that's coming, and that's true. But it also, within the industry, signals a lot of technical headaches that need to be solved. And they're not as easy as just turning different types of technology on and off."
Matthew Warren is the author of Blackout, which deals with the challenges facing Australia's power generation sector. He's also a former chief executive of the Australian Energy Council and the Clean Energy Council.
"The way we use electricity was built around these large thermal generators. And we're discovering in Australia that there are significant technical challenges as we replace that with large-scale intermittent renewable generation. That doesn't mean we don't do it, but it's not as easy as it might look from the outside."
Not a simple process, nor will going coal-free be a cheap one for Britain or anywhere else. The biggest challenge, whether consumers will accept the benefits outweigh the price.
"So what am I to do to keep the sky so blue? There must be some..."
Nick Grimm reporting, not singing there. And the World Today approached the Australian Minerals Council for comment.